when I became the head of the electronic engineering group, I pulled away a little bit from doing technical work myself and had to manage others to do that work. But typically, he and nor I could stay out of looking in on this stuff. And so obviously he would give me his advice and counsel as to what he thought was right or wrong or good or bad. And the test results I would cover with him, and he would always very positively help me. Joe was never negative in working with me. Now, I don't know whether he was with others or not. By the way, his relationship, as you know, with Bob Mumo, this goes way back, and hey, those guys loved each other. But one of the aspects, and I love Bob as much as I could think of, because the guy is so human and normal and intelligent, and he's so good at technical things, Bob. Mm-hmm. But finally, he pulled me away from under Mumma to work under him, and then later, Mumma worked for me, because I became, as you know, in 1964, then I became an officer of the company, mm-hmm. and had all of engineering under me at that time. Mm-hmm. And then in 1970, I took over research also, R&D. Mm-hmm. I had that for 4 years until Anderson came to town and decided to reorganize the whole company and decentralize it. Which was, strangely enough, we helped plan the decentralization, which cost some of our jobs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mumma worked for me, and we got along fine, and I worked for him, and we got along fine, and today Bob and I are the greatest of friends, but the closeness between Joe and Bob was phenomenal for years, except that when Joe started laying off and had to lay off because of his nervous breakdown, mm-hmm. then Bob became the predominant character for, I'd say, for about 7 or 8 years there, and then Joe stepped back in again.